To lick or to text? That is the question. Well, starting April 1st, the Danish Postal Service is introducing a new way to send letters and postcards. You won't need a stamp. You'll just be able to send a text message to the post office. Morten Nielsen is a spokesman for Post Denmark. He says it's all about convenience.
We've introduced this service because we, in all kinds of ways, want to make it easier for our customers to send letters.
And nothing could be easier than licking a stamp and putting it on an envelope. So how will this be easier? How will it work?
Well, I think we all know the situation where we have written a postcard or a letter or something like that, and then we need the stamp. So our system will work that way that you send a text message, and then in a few moments later you will receive a text message back with some kind of code, with some numbers and some digits. And then you write this on your letter the same way that you would place a stamp.
You know, in today's times when we send so few letters in the first place, do you think this is going to be popular?
Well, we're quite sure that this will be a popular service. You can say that that the Danes, I think, every people, but Danes in particular, loves the physical letter. But they will be sending less letters in the future. But this will be some kind of assurance that the need of a stamp will never be the question of whether or not you should send a letter or not. I think every Danes love the physical sense of having a letter, of receiving a letter, and now it should be less burdensome.
Has Denmark had a history, a tradition of nice stamps? Will people miss the artwork?
I don't think people will miss the artwork. The Danish stamp tradition is very much alive, and we will keep it alive. We have the traditional stamp with the picture of the Queen, and here in March we will introduce two new stamps on the theme of camping life. So there is a big tradition of stamps in Denmark, and that will keep on living. This will be a supplement and not a replacement of the traditional stamp.
I guess a few stamp collectors out there are not going to be very happy with this scheme. What would you say to them?
I would say that there is nothing to worry about. You will still be able to collect stamps. You will still have the Danish stamp tradition.
Are you worried at all about fraud? I mean, people may use the same number for many envelopes. Is that possible?
We are not worried about that. We don't consider that to be an issue. This will be checked the same way as we check whether or not you've put the right postage on your envelopes using regular stamps. So we're not worried about that. And besides, the Danes are very honest people, so we don't consider that to be a problem.
I noticed that you're launching this new digital stamp scheme on April 1st. Is that significant?
You think we're kind of making you April's fools? No, not at all. This is just the date when we're ready to launch this feature. There's nothing about the date anyway.
Okay. Morten Nielsen, a spokesperson with Post Denmark. Thanks so much, and the best of luck with this new plan.
Thank you. You're very welcome.